They want to divide and conquer the unions, not just Buffalo, but, you know, across the state.
Mel Holden is a teacher at City Honors. She's also a Buffalo school parent. Holden tells WBFO News school should be a stable place for families to rely on for their children to attend. Holden says she believes the receivership law will only destabilize troubled city schools, fearing they could be turned into charter schools that are not always a proven success.
It doesn't have the best interest of communities and children in mind. And in addition is creating this whole, you know, union busting. It's nothing good for teachers, nothing good for the kids, nothing good for the parents.
The Common Core assessments also come into play in receivership. Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization co-chair Larry Scott says both the State Education Department and Common Core Task Force have flubbed the receivership process.
And the big question remains, because these schools that have been placed in receivership, it was done primarily with the use of state assessments. The question remains then, if they're invalid for teachers and for students, they should also be invalid for determining categorizations for schools such as receivership.
Buffalo Teacher Federation President Phil Remore says when the union does file a lawsuit against receivership this month, it will include the Common Core assessments. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.